Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1679, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, so far as I know, so help me God. He says, that is all right, I believe you are honest and straight, but you have made an affidavit down in that part of the country, and you are scared to tell what you know. I would take care of you, but as it is by hope to see you again. One day I was in one of the offices in Mr. Burns' place in the transportation building, and there were several of Burns's men in there. They all went out and left me in there, and then they called me out into another room and kept me for about 20 minutes, and then took me back in the big room. When I left that big room, there was no money in there that I saw. When I got back in that big room, there was nobody in there at all but myself, and I saw on the table some money, both greenbacks and silver. It was lying up on the table where I couldn't help but see it, and I was left alone in this room with this money about 20 minutes. And then a Negro detective who called himself Mr. Bell came in. I did not touch the money and did not count it. I sat off and looked at that money and looked around and tried to see how much there was there, but I would not go near the table because I thought somebody was looking at me. The green money was stuck all around, and the silver money was piled up on top of it. It was not piled up, but just scattered like you had poured it out of a sack. I sat down in the presence of William J. Burns and dictated myself an affidavit to his stenographer, and afterwards she brought it back to me, and I read it over 3 times and signed it. I signed 2 pages, but there were 4 pages of dictation. I didn't put anything in that paper except the absolute truth, and if he has got any paper that he claims I signed, stating anything except just like I have stated it in this paper, it is absolutely untrue, and they have changed it. If he put anything in that paper about me knowing anything about Conley, it is false. I didn't say it. After I signed the paper, Burns said to some of his men, I don't know who at 165 was. There were so many around there. You had better just...